Chapter 8. The teacher speaks.
Hari Om. There is the city of Brahman, the body, and in it a palace, a small lotus of the heart, and in it a small space. What exists within that small space? That is to be sought, for that is to be understood. And if they should say to him, Now with regard to that city of Brahman and the palace in it, that is, the small lotus of the heart and the small space within the heart, what is there within it that deserves to be sought or to be understood? Then he should say, As large as this space, all space is, so large is the space in the heart. Both heaven and earth are contained in it, both fire and air, both sun and moon, both lightning and stars. And whatever there is of Him, the Supreme Self, here in the world, and whatever is not, that is, whatever has been or will be, all that is contained within it. And if they should say to Him, If everything that exists is contained in that city of Brahman, all beings and all desires, whatever can be imagined or desired, then what is left of it? When old age reaches it and scatters it, or when it falls to pieces. Then he should say, By the old age of the body, that, the space or Brahman within it, does not age. By the death of the body, that is not destroyed. That, the Brahman, is the true Brahma city, not the body. In it, all desires are contained. It is the self, free from sin, free from old age, from death and grief, from hunger and thirst. It desires nothing but the highest reality and wills nothing but its own wholeness. But as here on earth people follow as they are bidden by the world and depend on the object they are attached to, be it a country or a piece of land, and as here on earth, whatever has been acquired by exertion perishes, so perishes whatever is acquired for the next world by sacrifices and other good actions performed on earth. Those who depart from hence without having discovered the Supreme Self and those true desires, for them there is no freedom in all the worlds. But those who depart from hence after having discovered the Supreme Self and those true desires, for them there is freedom in all the worlds. Thus he who desires the world of the fathers, by his mere will, the fathers come to receive him. And, having obtained the world of the fathers, he is happy. And he who desires the world of the mothers, by his mere will, the mothers come to receive him. And, having obtained the world of the mothers, he is happy. And he who desires the world of the brothers, by his mere will, the brothers come to receive him. And having obtained the world of the brothers, he is happy. And he who desires the world of the sisters, by his mere will, the sisters come to receive him. And having obtained the world of the sisters, he is happy. And he who desires the world of the friends, by his mere will, the friends come to receive him. And, having obtained the world of the friends, he is happy. And he who desires the world of perfumes and garlands, by his mere will, perfumes and garlands come to him. And having obtained the world of perfumes and garlands, he is happy. And he who desires the world of food and drink, by his mere will, food and drink come to him. And having obtained the world of food and drink, he is happy. And he who desires the world of song and music, by his mere will, song and music come to him. And having obtained the world of song and music, he is happy. And he who desires the world of women, by his mere will, women come to receive him. And having obtained the world of women, he is happy. Whatever object he is attached to, whatever object he desires, by his mere will, it comes to him, and having obtained it, he is happy. The true desires are hidden by what is false. Though the desires be true, they have a covering which is false. Thus, whoever belonging to us has departed from this life, him we cannot gain back so that we should see him with our eyes. Those who belong to us, whether living or departed, and whatever else there is which we wish for and do not obtain, all that we find there, if we descend into our heart, where Brahman dwells, in the space of the heart. There are all our true desires, but hidden by what is false. As people who do not know the country walk again and again over a gold treasure that has been hidden somewhere in the earth and do not discover it, thus do all these creatures, day after day, go into the Brahma world. They are merged in Brahman while asleep, and yet do not discover it, because they are carried away by untruth. They do not come to themselves, that is, they do not discover the true Supreme Self in Brahman, dwelling in the heart. That Supreme Self abides in the heart. The etymological explanation of heart also reflects this. The heart is called Hridayam, that is, he who is in the heart. He who has realized this goes every day, when in deep sleep, into the heavenly world, that is, into the Brahman in the heart. Now that serene being, which, after rising from this physical body and reaching the highest light, self-knowledge, reveals itself in its true form, that is the Self. Thus spoke the teacher when asked by his pupils, and continuing, he said, "This is the immortal, the fearless, this is Brahman. And of the Brahman, the name is the true, Satyam. This name, Satyam, consists of three syllables, Sat, Ti, Yam. Sat signifies the immortal, Ti, the mortal, and Yam, which means, by this the two are held together. Because he binds and controls both, therefore it is Yam. He who knows this goes every day, when in deep sleep, into the heavenly world. That Self is a causeway, a bridge which, holding the two worlds together, keeps them apart and yet joins them. Day and night do not pass that bridge, nor old age, death, and grief, neither good nor wicked deeds. All wicked men turn back from it, for the world of Brahman is free from wickedness. Therefore, he who has crossed that bridge, if blind, ceases to be blind. If wounded, ceases to be wounded. If afflicted, ceases to be afflicted. Therefore, when that bridge has been crossed, night becomes day indeed. For the world of Brahman is lighted up once for all. And that world of Brahman belongs to those only who find it by practicing the discipline and self-control required for pursuing the knowledge of Brahman. For them, there is freedom in all the worlds. What people call sacrifice, yajna, is really that discipline and self-control. For he who knows obtains that world of Brahman which others obtain by sacrifice, by means of discipline and self-control in the pursuit of knowledge of Brahman. What people call worship, itta, that is really discipline and self-control. For by that, having searched, istva, he obtains the Supreme Self. What people call sacrifice, satrayana, that is really discipline and self-control. For by that, he obtains from the Sat, the true, the safety, trana, of the Supreme Self. What people call the vow of silence, mauna, that is really discipline and self-control. For he who by that has found out the Supreme Self, meditates, manute. What people call fasting, anashakayana, that is really discipline and self-control. For the Supreme Self, which we find out by that, does not perish, na nashyati. What people call a hermit's life, aranyayana, that is really discipline and self-control. The world of Brahman belongs to those who find the seas, ara and nya, in the world of Brahman by means of discipline and self-control. For them, there is freedom in all the worlds. Prajapati said, the self which is free from sin, free from old age, from death and grief, from hunger and thirst, which desires nothing but the real, and wills nothing but to reach the real, that it is which we must seek, that it is which we must try to understand. He who has searched out that self and understands it, obtains all worlds and all desires. The devas, the righteous ones, and asuras, the wicked ones, both heard these words and said, well, let us search for that self by which, if one has searched it out, all worlds and all desires are obtained. Thus saying, Indra from among the devas and Virochana from among the asuras, both without speaking to each other, approached Prajapati, carrying fuel in their hands, as is the custom for pupils approaching their teacher. They dwelt there as pupils for 32 years. Then Prajapati asked them, for what purpose have you both dwelt here? They replied, a saying of yours is being repeated, that is, the self which is free from sin, free from old age, from death and grief, from hunger and thirst, which desires nothing but the real and wills nothing but to reach the real. That it is which we must seek, that it is which we must try to understand. He who has searched out that self and understands it, obtains all worlds and all desires. Now we both have dwelt here because we wish for that self. Prajapati said to them, the person that is seen in the eye, that is the Supreme Self. This is what I have said. This is the immortal, the fearless. This is Brahman. They asked, sir, he who is perceived in the water and he who is perceived in a mirror, who is he? He replied, he himself indeed is seen in all these. Look at yourself in a pan of water, and whatever you do not understand of yourself, come and tell me. They looked in the water pan. Then Prajapati said to them, what do you see? They said, we both see the self thus altogether, a picture even to the very hairs and nails. Prajapati said to them, after you have adorned yourselves, have put on your best clothes and cleaned yourselves, look again into the water pan. They, after having adorned themselves, having put on their best clothes and cleaned themselves, looked into the water pan. Prajapati said, what do you see? They said, just as we are, well adorned, with our best clothes and clean. Thus we are both there, sir, well adorned, with our best clothes and clean. Prajapati said, that is the Supreme Self. This is the immortal, the fearless. This is Brahman. Then both went away satisfied in their hearts. And Prajapati, looking after them, said, they both go away without having perceived and without having known the Supreme Self. And whoever of these two, whether devas or asuras, will follow such a doctrine, will perish. Now Virochana, satisfied in his heart, went to the asuras and preached the doctrine to them, that the self, the body, alone is to be worshipped, that the self, the body alone, is to be served, and that he who worships the self and serves the self gains both worlds, this and the next. Therefore they call even now a man who does not give, who has no faith and offers no sacrifices, an asura, for this is the doctrine of the Asuras. They even deck the body of the dead with perfumes, flowers, and fine clothes and ornaments, and think they will thus conquer the other world. But Indra, before he had returned to the Devas, saw this difficulty. As this self, the image in the water, is well adorned when the body is well adorned, well dressed when the body is well dressed, well cleaned if the body is well cleaned. That self will also be blind if the body is blind, lame if the body is lame, crippled if the body is crippled, and will perish, in fact, as soon as the body perishes. Therefore, he saw no good in this doctrine. Taking fuel in his hand, he came again as a pupil to Prajapati. Prajapati said to him, Maghavan, Indra, as you went away with Virochana, satisfied in your heart, for what purpose did you come back? He said, Sir, as this self, the image, is well adorned, when the body is well adorned, well dressed, when the body is well dressed, well cleaned, if the body is well cleaned, that self will also be blind if the body is blind, lame if the body is lame, crippled if the body is crippled, and will perish, in fact, as soon as the body perishes. Therefore, I see no good in this doctrine.
So it is indeed, Maghavan, replied Prajapati. But I shall explain the true Supreme Self further to you. Live with me another 32 years. He lived with him another 32 years, and then Prajapati said, He who moves about happy in dreams, he is the Supreme Self. This is the immortal, the fearless. This is Brahman. Then Indra went away satisfied in his heart. But before he had returned to the Devas, he saw this difficulty. Although it is true that this self is not blind, even if the body is blind, nor lame if the body is lame, though it is true that that self is not rendered faulty by the faults of the body, nor destroyed when the body is destroyed, nor lamed when it is lamed, yet it is as if they kill him, the self, in dreams, as if they despoil him. He even experiences, as it were, pain and sheds tears. Therefore, I see no good in this. Taking fuel in his hands, he went again as a pupil to Prajapati. Prajapati said to him, Maghavan, as you went away satisfied in your heart, for what purpose did you come back? He said, Sir, although it is true that that self is not blind even if the body is blind, nor lame if the body is lame, though it is true that that self is not rendered faulty by the faults of the body, nor killed when it, the body, is killed, nor lamed when it is lamed, yet it is as if they kill him, the self, in dreams, as if they despoil him. He becomes even conscious, as it were, of pain, and sheds tears. Therefore, I see no good in this.
So it is indeed, Maghavan, replied Prajapati. But I shall explain the true Supreme Self further to you. Live with me another 32 years. He lived with him another 32 years. Then Prajapati said, When a man being asleep, in repose, and at perfect rest, sees no dreams, that is the self, that is the immortal, the fearless, this is Brahman. Then Indra went away, satisfied in his heart. But before he had returned to the Devas, he saw this difficulty. In truth, he thus does not know himself, his self, that he is I, nor does he know anything that exists. He is gone to utter annihilation. I see no good in this. Taking fuel in his hand, he went again as a pupil to Prajapati. Prajapati said to him, Maghavan, as you went away satisfied in your heart, for what purpose did you come back? He said, Sir, in that way, he does not know himself, his self, that he is I,
nor does he know anything that exists. He is gone to utter annihilation. I see no good in this.
So it is indeed, Maghavan, replied Prajapati. But I shall explain the true Supreme Self further to you, and nothing more than that. Live here another 5 years. He lived there another 5 years. This made in all 101 years, and therefore it is said that Indra Maghavan lived 101 years as a pupil with Prajapati. Prajapati said to him, Maghavan, this body is mortal and always held by death. It is the abode of that self which is immortal and without body. When in the body, by thinking that this body is I and I am this body, the self is held by pleasure and pain. So long as he is in the body, he cannot get free from pleasure and pain. But when he is free of the body, when he knows himself different from the body, then neither pleasure nor pain touches him. The wind is without body. The cloud, lightning and thunder are without body. Now as these, arising from this heavenly space, appear in their own form as soon as they have approached the highest light, so does that serene being, arising from this body, appear in its own form as soon as it has approached the highest light, the knowledge of the Supreme Self. He, in that state, is the highest person. He moves about there laughing, playing, and rejoicing in his mind with women, chariots, or friends, and conscious no more of that body into which he was born. Like as a horse attached to a cart, so is the spirit, Prana Prajnatman, attached to this body. Now where the sight has entered into the void, the open space, the black pupil of the eye, there is the person of the eye. The eye itself is the instrument of seeing. He who knows, let me smell this, he is the self. The nose is the instrument of smelling. He who knows, let me say this, he is the self. The tongue is the instrument of saying. He who knows, let me hear this, he is the self. The ear is the instrument of hearing. He who knows, let me think this, he is the self. The mind is his divine eye. He, the self, seeing these pleasures, which to others are hidden like a buried treasure of gold, through his divine eye, that is, the mind, rejoices. The devas who are in the world of Brahman meditate on that Supreme Self as taught by Prajapati to Indra and by Indra to the devas. Therefore, all worlds belong to them and all desires. He who knows that Supreme Self and understands it obtains all worlds and all desires. Thus said Prajapati, yea, thus said Prajapati. From the dark, the Brahman of the heart, I come to the nebulous, the world of Brahman. From the nebulous to the dark, shaking off the body, as a horse shakes his hairs, and as the moon frees itself from the eclipse. Having shaken off the body, I, self-made, merge with the unmade world of Brahman. Yea, I obtain it.